Welcome, my people, called by his matchless name, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who we praise here. Not your best coon boom, not your sister girl, not your friends and your family. We're talking about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel it coming on this morning. I hope you feel it too. But if not, come on and come with us. Come on and share in the joy that we're going to talk about with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are here to praise Him. Him only. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to At My Father's Table. And I'm Pastor Kevin T. Scott, and I greet you in his name. I have to say it as many times as I can because I'm proud to be a soldier. I'm proud to be in with you. If you are a Christian and you worship in Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I'm down with that. Does somebody understand me this morning? At my Father's table is down with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That music that we just heard is from B.B. and C.C. Winans' Lost Without You. And I can tell you, I can contest, I am absolutely lost. No directional finder, no map, nothing can keep me away from being guided by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'm lost without him. And I hope that you feel the same way. Because if you have this in your life, some kind of way, you're going to be all right. Every day is not an easy day. But when you have Jesus, when you have him in your bosom, when you treat your fellow man and woman with respect and honor, oh Lord, the things that can happen to you in your life because you're representing him. It's not just talk. I mean, let's just keep it real. It's not just talk. It's not fluff. It is how you treat one another. And today, we're going to be talking about joy. Yes, we're going to talk about joy. They say joy comes in the morning, but I don't always believe that. I'm just going to get right to it. I don't always believe that because I know when a newborn baby comes in, if it's 10 o'clock at night, you found some joy. Somebody's with me. You found some joy when something good has happened to you and you find out in the late hours of the day. You have joy at any given moment. So I can't say that it just comes in the morning. The morning can be a long time sometimes. And sometimes it does. But for the most part, whenever you receive some joy, you know you got it. Joy is a feeling, a great pleasure and happiness. And I don't know about you, but I know I can feel joy at any given moment. As a matter of fact, come to think of it, I'm feeling some joy right now because it is a pleasure to be able to stand here and talk to you, to encourage you. Maybe something happened and you're not feeling the best, but you have friends in Jesus, and those are the best ones. Yes, they are. If someone is truly about Jesus, you can depend on some of what's going to happen with you because the attitudes change. Did you hear me? The attitudes change. They're called fruits of the Spirit, and joy is one of those fruits. And when you get it, you know you got it. And it makes you feel better. All of a sudden, that frown becomes a smile. See, sometimes we get wrapped up into the wrong atmosphere, the wrong purpose of what we're supposed to do. we say one thing and do something else. That's not to say that you're going to be perfect all the time. That doesn't say or mean that the church is a perfect place, because it's not. Why? Because there are humans in there. And within those humans, you are dealing with some fleshly entities. Yes, Satan is busy. We give him no honor, but he is busy trying to confuse. And he will go and get anybody. Anybody. He'll get your son. He'll get your daughter. He'll get your best friend. He'll get your worst friend to inflict even more pain. And for some reason, that makes them happy. So you got to stay on God. Joy comes at any given moment. And that's what you have to focus on. Something can keep you happy. You can think back on what you've gone through and know that you made it through it and have joy right then and there. It's accessible at any given time. Any given time. And you have access to it. All you have to do is put yourself, you hear me? Put yourself in the right frame of mind. I know personally, I have been through some things in my lifetime. And I say, Lord, oh Lord, how can I survive this? But some kind of way, I'm still here. I can still say, Jesus Christ. I still know who I am. I am in my right mind to say, I know what I'm feeling is one thing, but there's joy in the fact that I got that next breath. And sometimes you have to think about those little things that may seem insignificant to some others, but it's important to you. And we all have been through some things. Yes, we have. But there's no big I's and little U's. Your pain is wrapped in one thing, and mine is wrapped in something else. But we still can find joy at any given moment, at any given time. You can think about something that is going on, and it may put a little frown on your face because you're human. But Lord, when you think about the blessings that you have, the fact that if you have a roof over your head, it's a blessing. That can bring joy. The fact that you have a hot meal in front of you and you're not hungry. Because there are people out here who are hungry. I mean, you have to look at it in the right frame of mind. And I'm here to tell you that joy is here, and it comes to you at any given moment. It doesn't have to be in the morning. It doesn't have to be in the evening. But as long as you have access to it, as long as you are in the right frame of mind, that if something is going on that you don't particularly like, you can find that joy. You can find it, and you can wrap yourself in it. I know I don't look like I used to look, but that's okay. I still got joy in my heart. I have enough joy that I can share some of it in the way that I treat you. That's right. Maybe I can do something to bring you some joy. That's what it's about. It's not about worshiping people, because they don't have all the answers for you. Only one has the answers for your life and for everybody else's life. Now, like I said, there are a lot of gods out here. But for me, in my house, I choose to worship my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Ain't no stepping in any other direction. If you want to worship something else, that's your business. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm not trying to convince you one way or the other. I hope that you can accept me for who I worship. And if you can't, maybe that communication is not there yet. It can be a hope. And maybe one day, if you decide to come to what I think is the right side, with Jesus Christ, I'll be right there to greet you. Straight up, to the point, no chaser. I'm right there to greet you and to welcome you into this kingdom. So, my brothers and sisters, I don't like to be before you long. I don't have to spend half of the day trying to explain what's in my heart. I like to get to the point. So I have just three things that I want to talk about referencing joy. Number one would be, I can bring joy by the way that I look at this world. Yes, this world that I'm in, I can bring joy to it. I have it in abundance. And I suggest to you that you have it too, that you can bring joy to this world. Sometimes this world can be a dark place. People will do things to you that you would never imagine, but there's joy that you can bring. See, my joy is not dependent upon your joy. I'm bringing mine with me. You know, I arrive with the joy because I'm going to smile at you. I'm going to look you in the eye. And sometimes people say, oh, you just a holy roller. So what? I'm not a crook. I'm not someone who is womanizing. I'm not this, that's negative. I can bring joy to this world. And I think it can be contagious. That's right. I think that if I bring a little joy and I can get you to bring a little joy, then we got joy in the world. And all the boys and girls, all the men and women can feel that inspiration. And we can go forward with that. So that's number one. I can bring joy, and I can bring it to you. I can share it with you. I have so much of it that I can break you off some. And if you need some tomorrow, I'll find a little bit more. But I can bring joy to this world. And you can benefit from that. It's not about giving you $20. It's not about baking you a cake. Those things are good, but when I'm talking about joy, I'm talking about the love of Jesus. Because if I treat you a certain way, and you're important to me because of the way I treat you, oh, that can change a few things. Yes, it can. It can open up a smile on your face. So if I can share that with you, I'm on the right path. And that path is towards Jesus Christ. So that's number one. So number two would be that joy has the power to transcend things. Now let me unpack that a little bit. See, people are funny sometimes. When you bring joy into someone's life and they bring issues to you, you can transcend that into love, peace, and happiness. You know what I'm talking about now. Now, sometimes people come up to you, how are you doing? Do they really want to know? Particularly if they was part of the planning committee to tear you down and they still see that joy in you. You know what I'm saying. You see people come up, oh, How you doing, Pastor Scott? Knowing that you've heard a certain word. So they'll deceive you as if they really care. But you, your reaction is what matters. That's what you're going to be held accountable for. I'm doing just fine. I know what the word on the street is, but you see me, I'm not toe down and broke down, you know, and I'm not to the point where I know that you was a part of that committee to shake me up and shake me down, but I'm still standing only because of the love of Jesus. And it's real to me. I can't speak for you. I won't be in front of you and in front of Jesus too. I answer to him. And if I get it right, if I can muster up the strength to still have joy in my heart, knowing what I know you did, that's a powerful thing. You know, it's like psychology. I know what you're trying to do. I know you're deceiving me. I know that you lied on me. I know that you believe one thing because somebody said it, and you don't see the facts. Have you ever seen me out of character? And when I say character, I'm talking about representing Christ. I've been accused of some things that I had nothing to do with. All you've seen me do is work hard within the kingdom. But yet, you people will say to you, well, you act like you're entitled. I'm entitled to give you some joy. I'm entitled to that. And I came here to work, not to gossip, not to talk behind somebody's back, to be of service to humanity. So you can turn that thing around. And that's important because, as I said earlier, Satan can use anybody. He'll use your family. Your own family members will be jealous, and it's all in the Bible. I mean, I don't need to go through the scriptures and point out to you. Hopefully you're reading your Bible and you know what I'm talking about. What did Cain and Abel do? Somebody hurt somebody. I mean, we know these things, but when it comes up to you, when it's at your front door, no, I'm going to take that power, that energy, and I'm going to turn it around. How you doing? I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. Because I know some kind of way this is a test of humanity. And if some of us would get more into that as opposed to being a people pleaser, you want to incite the crowd. See, I'm going to go even further and tell you that you can't preach away your sins. Oh, no, that's on a different level. Yeah, see, God knows your heart and he can read your intentions. And he knows what you're doing. He knows that you're interrupting someone's peace of mind with garbage. Satan then came and got you trying to mess up somebody else's life. So God knows you can't preach your way. You can have a precious voice. You can have angelical tools. But you cannot preach away your sins. Not to Jesus, not to the Father, not to the Holy Spirit. They know. And you know they know. I can bring that power to you. And when I say I'm talking about humanity. I'm not talking about me. God is going to control me. I want to be under his control. I need to be under his control. Because sometimes you feel like all hell is breaking loose. And if you can stand in front of them and still preach the gospel to them, in spite of how you may feel. Sometimes I wish I could just fall asleep right in front of them. You know, take a nap and get over it. And move on to that joy, that power of joy. You control that. I mean, don't twist me up. Don't think that I don't understand when someone does some malicious things to you. They call you things that you're not even associated with. If you're not doing what they want you to do, they put you down. And they go get their friends. Oh, he ain't this and he ain't that. I know how that feels. But if you think about it, how did he treat me? How did you treat them? God is watching you. Yeah, you want to test my servant? Go right ahead. You have free will. And you put that test to him. You call him everything but a child of God. And that person, be it male or female, ain't bothering nobody. Hey, you seem like you stay in your place. People don't want you around, so you don't come around. It's okay. It's thousands and thousands and millions of people that you can go around and you're accepted for who you are. Because none of us are perfect. We all fall short. You know the Bible. Some of you do. And we all fall short of the glory. So that's why I say there's no big eyes and little U's. But it's what you do that counts. And some have more tolerance than others. But for me, I'm talking about Pastor Scott. For me acting like a fool because you want to jump on me. No, I'm going to show you what I've learned about life. You know, Jesus was up on that cross. So y'all know the story. And he could have come down off of that cross after being beaten, whipped, spat upon, clothes ripped off. He could have come off that cross and killed everyone. He could have called down a legion of angels. You know, they have a particular angel called chirp angels. Yeah, I know. I'm getting there. And them chirp angels are deep. They can put something on you. And he has access to them. And he said, I tell you what, kill them all. Kill the little skinny one and kill the little fat one too. Take them all out. But he said, not my will, but the Father's will be done. He wasn't powerless, and you're not powerless. It's what you do that counts. And Jesus chose to do it. He had the power. He even asked, and some of you Bible scholars, y'all know. He said, is there another way? Can we do this differently? That I don't have to endure 9-inch nails in my foot. A crown of thorns wrapped around my head And when they put it on his head, it immediately caused a concussion where your brain locks up. And they did that to a human being. Just like your girlfriend slept with your husband, just like your husband then tried to do something with your child. Yeah, we all fall short. Those are horrific things. And I know you don't want to be around people like that if you can help it. But you ain't playing for it. You put trust, and that's why the Bible deals with that. Trust no man or woman, because sometimes we just buck wild. We'll do things. We'll protect someone when you know that they're wrong. You know it. And you'll stand on the side of wrong. I was talking to a person last night, and we was just having a conversation about things. And you find out that a mother will protect her child. But you're telling me you'll go to hell for your child? I mean, there's a time for protection and there's a time to let it go and let them deal with our Savior, Jesus Christ. I had to tell my own child, I can help you, but you're at the stage of life where carrying you does not help you anymore. And you have to make that decision to not get involved with some things. It's a reality. I can't carry you forever. I can love you forever, but I can't carry you because you're educated. You'd have gone to college and you have a career. And now you have to learn to manage your resources so you can take that joy and turn it around into power. And that power can be used to serve humanity, not yourself. And if your child is wrong, if your homegirl is wrong, if your boy is wrong, don't stand on the side of wrong. Don't go to hell with him. Save him and say, hey, man, I'm sorry. That ain't right. No, you ain't supposed to walk in no bank with a gun and rob and take something that's not yours? No, you're wrong. And I can't stand on that side of wrong. I can love you. I may even write you a letter now that you're going to jail. But I can't tell you that what you did was right. Now there's consequences that you have to face. So you can turn joy into power from on high. So that's the second thing. Now, the third and final point I'm going to make is that you can have peace of mind. See, the things that I've talked about, that's a part of one big theme, joy. See, joy can bring you peace of mind that you did the right thing. Joy has that in its repertoire, that you did the right thing, not for me, not for someone else, but in the eyes of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. When you satisfy the three, the Trinity, you're on the right path to victory. You can't be concerned whether you're going to hear them whispers and the negative things that people would say about you. And they don't have all the facts, but yet they'll judge you as if They are your God. I ran into a brother the other day at the local Walmart, and he didn't want to speak to me because he heard something about me. And he ain't in that conversation. He don't know how it went down, but he passed judgment. Not that I was right in every aspect. And I'll just tell you, Lord, I can share some of these victories. I was threatened a few weeks ago where this person wanted to beat me up, wanted to physically harm me. And the only thing that I could do was to expose the hatred for what it was. And I used different methods. And I can tell you, I feel like it saved my life because I don't try to go around people that don't want me around. If I'm not welcome, I'll stay away from you. That's just the way I am. There are too many other people who want me around. And when I think back, I said, well, I've treated you well, but that has changed. I'm not invited. I'm not wanted. It's some kind of show to you. But it's personal. It's up close and personal. And this person wanted to harm me. And I've tried different things to get this person to just simply leave me alone. If I don't come around you, why should you come around me to cause me drama? And you purposely doing this. And I use these tools. If I'm guilty, I am guilty. But I use these tools so that this person would leave me alone. That's a personal story. And I don't mind telling it. I don't have no shame because I know that I think I saved my own life. See, I'm out of the fighting category. I'm too seasoned for that. And people don't know when you are threatened. Oh, it strikes a certain fear. You want it to end peacefully, but sometimes it doesn't. Case in point. These young kids are shooting each other, stealing from each other, taking your tires off your car, trying to steal a whole car. And putting you in harm's way. So all I want at this point, at this stage in my life is peace. I'm not throwing up my hands and fighting like an animal. Those days are done for me. But some of these young folk, they think violence is the answer. And so that joy that I'm talking about can bring you peace of mind. I want to be able to walk out my door and not feel like somebody's after me because I've treated you well. And that's what's important. I treated you well. And you don't want me in your way, or you want to use some jive excuse to harm me? The only thing I can do is go to the authorities and tell them that this person is doing this, this, and this, and here's the proof. And I feel like I had to save my own life. When it's my time to go, I'm going. I mean, you know, you hear that commercial, who wants to stay down here in all this drama and conflict? This ain't the best place to be. I'm looking forward to them streets of gold and to be worshiping my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm looking forward to that. But for the time that I'm supposed to be here, I want to live that, and I want peace while I have it. And that joy and that peace together can bring you a solitude that it's going to be all right. And it's all right. You all still hear me. I'm still preaching. Some things have changed. So what? Life is full of change. But let's not get it twisted. I don't want nobody beating on me. I'm not Jesus. I can only follow his example. No, if it was me up on that cross, a whole lot of y'all wouldn't have made it. That's just being honest. I'm telling you. If I had lightning in my hand, I would have lit you up. Because I was here to help, not hurt. You can think what you like. But when you're going to take a chain and whip me and harm me because of your feelings, you don't have that right. But you have free will. And I can speak on this passionately because it happened. I'm not a Muhammad Ali. I can't dance around. I've been through all those years. I'm at a point of peace. And peace of mind is important. I will be by myself for the sake of peace. And I expect that other people will do the same thing. I'm fine with that. You don't have to worry about Pastor Scott. And when you ask me whether I'm all right because I have Jesus. I don't just talk it. I walk it. And it's not an easy walk. But to have joy and peace of mind, that's the best that I can hope for. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are the things that should be important to all of us. And to my senior citizens, I'm praying for you because some of these young people are preying on you to hurt you. I remember seeing a guy. He was walking down the street, older man, and these little young thugs came and beat him up and took his wallet. But what they did to him was appalling. And people just looking around and, oh, I'm not going to get involved. I picked up my cellular phone, called 911 and told them I snitched. You know why? They hit that man in the eye and bust his eye wide open. An older man. And in some kind of way, I was spared. And then they go to the justice system and say, well, he tried to coerce me. Hey, you know, ain't nobody trying, anybody that knows Pastor Scott, I ain't trying to fight nobody. So you got in court and lied about it. Yes, you did. And you know you did. And the people you brought with you lied too. And don't be surprised if the both of you don't end up in hell. Wrong is wrong. So I have a love for my senior citizens. Yes, I picked up the phone. I called 911. And I hope they caught those young thugs for beating that man up. And just to finish the story, they took $12 off of him. 12 freaking dollars. Busted that man's eye. If that man is still living today, he probably still has eye issues. And they thought this was big of them. That they beat up a person that has paved the way for them, indirectly and in some cases directly. So to close this out, yes, that peace of mind, that's where I'm at. And I'm happy to have gotten here. At this stage, no. And then some of these fools are going to put them in the pulpit. I ain't calling no names because I said I wouldn't. But they're going to put them in the pulpit knowing what they are trying to do. Been a problem from day one. People ain't crazy. And if you want to follow someone that has that mentality, follow on, because you're going to hell with them. That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, at my Father's table, will try as best to my ability, because I'm the pastor here, to live as righteously as I can. I'm not perfect. Don't think I'm perfect. Don't think I don't make mistakes. Don't think that I don't say I'm sorry. But I answer to God. I don't answer to man or woman. And anybody that knows me will tell you, no, that I wouldn't take that to him, because he's going to tell you that he answers to God. Because I don't have to be a people pleaser. I am supposed to please God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And that's what my mission is. And whatever happens in between, those are the consequences that I'm going to take. So this sermon has gone a little long, but it's all right. Thankfully, I'm also an owner. God has blessed me that I can get on the air. I don't have to ask you for a tithe or offering, even though biblically it's legal to do that. I can take that away. And just the fact that you take a moment to listen to what I have to say, that's enough for me. So, when you go into this week, you just think about the joy that you have, and you can use it to the best of your ability. This has been another broadcast of KingScottRadioTV.com. We are at my Father's table, and I am Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Thank you for your time. God bless you. Let this week that's coming up to you be a blessing to you and humanity. And if we can all do that together, we too all will be all right.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there